In the darkness, Fila heard a laugh, a sigh, and then a groan of passion, and shadows came alive with the hint of possibilities. She might have been a princess bound by tradition and no longer a child, but Fila still had a desire for fun and a love of games that belied her age. Some of those games were played all across the island kingdom of Qandis. They were passed down from parent to child, rules malleable and changing from one generation to the next. They were a rite of passage, a learning process, and the means by which a youngster was introduced to the politics of interaction and the art of conflict. But young Fila had also contrived her own games, whose rules also shifted over time. And each time, her activities found new aims and new purpose. They all led to the same outcomes, though. Manipulation of circumstance, the power of words, the molding of wills to her own desires. She often broke rules, but for a princess, such transgressions were generally overlooked. As time passed, she had abandoned most of her games, but one lingered, her interest never waning. Fila called it whispering. It was the gathering of secrets, the harvesting of hidden truths and forbidden knowledge. Whispering required stealth, agility, and determination, and the ability to hold on to the knowledge she collected until its true value became clear to her. It had begun as a child's game, but as an adult, she had come to recognize what whispering could gain her. She believed that one day her game would make her the most powerful royal ever. Fila's whispering took her through forgotten passages and into dark spaces no one else in the palace knew about or remembered. She found her way mostly by touch. Though she carried candles and flints, she rarely risked giving herself away. These places were hers, and she meant to keep them. Another sigh was followed by the steady creak of a wooden bed shifting beneath a couple making love. Fila felt nothing, no surprise, no sense of arousal, no shame that she was listening to her mother having sex. The queen's chambers were well guarded and isolated deep in the heart of the vast royal palace, but Fila's whispering passages twisted around this heart like great vines. The blood they ran with was the knowledge of what she might discover. She edged forward, her hands pressed through webs, and they tore with soft ripping sounds. Creatures scampered in the darkness, mostly away from her. A few came close, but they did not bother her. She was used to such things by now, and they seemed to know she too was a hunter and respected that. Fila sensed their calm observation, watching her with eyes that could see in the dark. She wondered what they saw. Not a girl any longer. Not for some time. A woman who knows her own heart. Someone determined to find her own way. Her life and future were regulated and dictated by the fact that she had been born into royalty. She did not begrudge that entirely. She quite enjoyed the wealth and privilege that came with her position. Yet from an early age, Fila chafed at the idea of strictures and had been committed to finding and forging her own path. Exploring these forgotten byways through and beneath the palace had made her feel that she was commencing this journey. There were tunnels and sewers, crawl spaces and voids left between one period of construction and the next, basement areas and hollows beneath great ancient foundations. She had found whole series of long-abandoned rooms known only to rats, wraiths, and other creatures of the dark. And now to her. This was her world, full of shadows and echoes, and it had become the only place where she truly felt free. She could exist here without question, shedding the protocols or traditions that might affect where she went next and when. She could lay her plans and construct her schemes. Someone cried out, a woman's voice, high and unguarded. The princess moved quickly, climbing a series of ancient wooden struts that took her up above the wide, arched ceiling of her mother's private chambers. Fila's feet were clad in thick stockings, and on her hands she wore soft leather gloves. The rest of her clothing was tight and smooth, with no buckles or belts to knock against wood or stone to give her away.